Dean Amati.
Hey, Dean.
First of all, I'd like to thank the DCRF for letting me participate in this convention. And, you know, it's real good, man, to see a whole lot of faces I ain't seen in a while.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And, I'm real grateful to the people that God put in my life, man. You dig? To help rebuild me. You know, it was amazing, man. As soon as I pulled down here, man, I went to the first restaurant I ever ate in, right? And I seen a dude who treated me to breakfast, man. You know what I mean? I'm real grateful, you know what I mean, to have people in my life, man, that kind of, like, care about me. You dig? Because when I first got here, man, you know, the main thing was, man, I was united with the wrong people. You know, I was unified, man, in prison, man. When I first came here, I came here from prison, right? There's something about when you locked up, man, you know in your heart, man, that you ain't got it no more, you dig? And I remember, man, this guy told me to throw a dude over the tier, right? And as soon as the cells popped, that's what I proceeded to do. You know, I threw him over the tier, right, and I sat and I watched, right? When I seen the dude hit the concrete, it was the first time I felt shame, guilt, remorse, anything like that. And I went back to my cell, man, I said the honest prayer, like, God, can you please help me be a different person? It's amazing, man, when you locked up, man, you're the model inmate, Dean. You run the yard, you don't smoke cigarettes no more, you don't drink coffee. Right, but you always got that reservation, you gotta show them how good you look. You know what I mean? As soon as I show them how good I look, they say, yeah, fish, you look real good, they take this package. I don't know about you, man, I can't settle dope without showing how good it is. And I took that first blow. I found myself in Arthur Capers. Sniffed up all the goddamn dope. Right? Saving some money to buy some coke. Right? At the end of the road, I'm walking down Southern Avenue, 10 o'clock at night, with a whole bunch of homeless motherfuckers. Right? And I was the only person I had anywhere to go. So at the end of the road, man, all my nuts ass began, goddamn, how'd you get here? I remember going back to that abandoned house, man, up on 58th, man. I was looking at needles in the stems and piss all over the walls. Yeah. Getting on that bus, man, right? And the last day I was smoking, man, I was walking down 4th Street in the stem. And a guy like Ned DeWino called me a crackhead. That was humiliation that finally got me to the point of humility. You know, I heard about Narcotics Anonymous, man, at Baltimore City Jail, man. You know, I've been facing 150 years, right? But at that point, I was beyond denial. I was a straight refusal. You know, I'm looking around, right? There's a bunch of old people from 89 carrying the message, right? I said, God damn, if I was that old, I'd be tired too. You dig? And when Ned DeWino called me a crackhead, I began to inventory my life. What's your hopes, dreams, and aspirations? Do your family still mess with you? Where you live at? What have you accomplished? My mama getting on that bus, man, a capitalized metro station, man, and opening the window because my feet was thinking that bad. Wow. And I remember, man, going into that detox unit, man, sitting back thinking, man, the disease said, I know goddamn well you ain't going to that detox unit with your feet smelling like that. And what I'm saying is, man, for many years, man, I had a desire to stay clean, right, but I never put no action behind it. Desire without actions, it's a dream. I remember sitting next to that lady, man, at detox unit, and said, Mr. Farrar, put the flip-flops on. I said, God damn. And I took the first lace off, right? She was like, God damn, baby. Don't you worry about a thing. We're going to get you some treatment. We're going to get you some help, some long-term treatment at that, right? At that point, the white flag was up. I didn't surrender. The humility had to come first to recognize there was a problem with my thinking. They sent me out of the treatment center between PG County, Howard County, and Arundel County. That's where I went to my first Narcotics Anonymous meeting, man. It was called Savage Survivors. That was like one of the only black people in there. I'm looking at identifying that off the break. This is, what the fuck you doing here with this? I remember raising my hand at me saying, I'm Dean of my act. I'm like, none of y'all are here. Some of crazy as shit. I wasn't used to no diversity. I grew up in areas like Pimlico Road, Emerson, Pulaski. You dig? When I seen that shit, it was foreign to me. And the guy was like, Dean, like to pass out the key tags? Hey, fine, you want to hug my ass, you walking to me like this. Got some tight-ass commissary sweatpants like this. Commissary sweatshirt that was tight like this. Some Tim's that was rocking side to side. So every Sunday, right, I would come up in front of about 100 people, right, and give out the key tags. That was a spiritual experience for me, man. Them people ain't judging my desire to stay clean, man. God had to kind of put the ball in my court. I have enough courage to do any goddamn thing. Anybody got 30 days clean? Anybody got 60 days clean? That compelled me to get in service. You dig? It became time to get my 98 key tag. It took a whole lot of courage to get my low self-esteem up, ass up from the back of the room, to get that key tag. I always had a bunch of heart. I had a whole bunch of heart to walk down Spalding Avenue with the wax and the razor breaking you off time. Boy, hey, hit that. Just like that. No, you bought that shit. I always had a whole bunch of heart to walk up that street with BB guns and rob the first motherfucker that had dope, right? But it took a whole bunch of courage, man, to walk up and get that 98 key tag. And I walked up there, man, I got my 98 key tag, right? They was out of key tags. I said, God damn. So after we closed the meeting up, man, I was walking back across the street. And this old biker guy named Bob M., he about 16 years clean. He said, Dean, man, come back here. He gave me this hug, man. It was the first time I felt unconditional love in a long time. He kissed me on my cheek. He's kissing my cheek this morning, in fact. He kissed me on my cheek. He gave me his personal 98 key tag, man. I began to understand my diversity is the backbone of this program. You don't know who God's going to work through. He worked through many faces, right? But the same thing that damn near killed your ass won't save you, Dean. You just develop as many relationships as you possibly can. Right? I got my first home group. I got the sponsor. Right? My first home group is called Freedom Through How It Works. It's a 1-2-3-step meeting. You know, we got a meeting that met once a week. We got 4 secretaries for a meeting that met once a week. You know, at first it was all right. You know what I mean? But it's on a commitment to the home group, right, to carry the atmosphere of recovery. You can't get a service commitment, right, say, fuck it, a football game, I ain't going to show up.
Come on, man. Share, man. Come on, share.
You goddamn newcomer come to the door, the goddamn door locked. We lost the fidelity of the goddamn group. What type of message are we carrying? You're supposed to get a speaker, right, but as soon as the motherfucker walk in the meeting, every fucking Sunday, can't you do the meeting for me? Goddamn. I'm kind of talking about, man, a lack of unity in a goddamn group. You dig? I'm sitting back taking a look at it, right? I'm like, damn, can we have a group conscience? The whole group member's supposed to show up, but you're the only one in the group. Oh, that's my man. I can't vote him out. I can't vote him out. And over a period of time, man, that group lost its zeal. We lost our integrity, and a group folded. You can't do it by yourself. You may think you could do it by yourself. Let me try a meeting by myself. It's going to be a sick-ass meeting. I always have conversations with myself. Punch him in his mouth! Punch him in his mouth! It's going to be a sick-ass meeting. Right, and the meeting folded. right? So I went to find another home group, you know, and got to travel on different home groups, right? You know, and the home group attracted me, man, with the home group that had people with time involved in the group, committed to the group, right? I began to learn things from this home group, man. We're going to have group inventories and stuff like that, right? Making sure we get speakers that's qualified to share the step of tradition and stuff like that, right? You dig? And making sure we ain't too busy talking to ourselves and we ain't got enough time for the goddamn newcomer. That's a hell of a thing, man. When you walk to the door, man, don't know nobody. Don't nobody get a goddamn hug. It's a hell of a thing, man, when it's time to get your key tag, right? And you must have the courage to get the key tag, right? And Mr. Page 26 sharing real good in the back row. And when you get your key tag, right, Dallas is scared to hug you because they're going to catch what you got. They already got it. The disease of addiction. Sometimes, I don't know where the fuck I'm at. We don't want to sign motherfucking course list because they're sitting, taking up all the seats and drinking up all the goddamn coffees and cookies. No goddamn big ass little U's in here. Goddamn newcomer Shan, he don't know language yet, right? So you got Mr. Low Self-Esteem sitting in the back trying to build up his image with arrogance and shoot you down. What type of message is that? Goddamn. What principle is that? I was just over there giving me a slice of pizza, right? And a newcomer told me somebody grabbed him by the collar and threw him out the goddamn building. We don't do that in our cause and arms. We're about unconditional love and compassion. I was at a marathon, man, and some of the things I said I just don't understand. You know, dude just came off the streets. He got two pairs of sweatpants on, smelly piss. Got a dollar to get a hot dog, a bag of chips, and a soda. And you're going to say, $2.50, sir. It ain't no goddamn fundraiser. It's a marathon. This is supposed to be a non-profit organization. You dig? Somebody come out with a goddamn dollar, right? But what type of impression did you leave with a newcomer with your arrogance? You can't give them what you ain't got. Sometimes these are watching you put in the goddamn service positions. What kind of unity is that? $2.50, sir. Be arguing with it. I'll get in line in the corner. Don't have no ones. That's what it sounds like. Man, this thing about encouraging people, man. It's amazing, man, how God, man, took me out of Baltimore City, moved me all the way out of Prince George's County, D.C. They put me back together, right? And put me right back in the neighborhood I tore the fuck up. Sometimes I walk down Belmont, they're like, goddamn, that's your face? Ain't you the motherfucker that was selling crack and wax and... I'm just kind of like talking about the trash in the program. Yeah. You dig? He put me in an area, man, called Cherry Hill. Yeah. It's bitches around there, no doubt. But everybody knew everybody. Everybody like family. You dig? It took me a minute to adjust. You know what I mean? And it's amazing, man. Sometimes you come home, man, you dig, and the old lady call you from across the street. You know what I mean? You see the phone ring, you like this. Whew. That's God. Answer the phone. It's time to put the work in. But I'm like, Tumble, man, it's not being united here, right, but being united in your goddamn community. That's what that cause now was done for me, man. You dig? Me and my son, mother, man, we was going through some things, man, I shared about it in a meeting, right? Out of Montgomery County, and a Jewish lady, man, told me exactly what to do to get custody of my son. Told me exactly what to do. I'm kind of talking about the power of the group. I couldn't figure this shit out by myself. I needed the group. right? So we get to the courthouse up in Marlboro, right, and disease quickly set in. It's not going to work out. Get back in the car, ain't going to work. I thought I was talking about how them fears and insecurities, man, who create an illusion in my mind and talk to me in my own voice.
Yeah, how about that?
I got to understand the fact that I feel, but my feelings ain't facts. Can I trust God? And we had the court hearing and stuff like that, right? And the judge was like, "Mr. Farrell, what you want to do?" I understand, man. It was best for Dean. It was best for the group as a whole. Because I could have got full custody of my son, right? I said, give me shared physical custody, right? Because I understand how much my son loved his mother. He loved his brothers. He loved his sisters and all that shit. So it was best for Dean all the time. How you feel, how you think it should be. This was best for all of us. It's our all common welfare. You dig? I got to leave here early. Sunday morning, I'll be jetting up the highway to get to my son's church play, man. You dig? And my baby mother going to be sitting right there. I'm going to be sitting right beside her. And we're going to laugh. We're going to talk. No, my fiance would be right here. And my baby. Sometimes my fiance would be looking all crazy. We got a good relationship. I said, man, you need to fix your face, man. You know, my baby mother, that's what we do. We all got stock vested in my son. I ain't the one man that's going to see my baby mother struggle just because I'm doing good. I'm going to pull up if I can. It ain't low self-esteem, motherfucker, step on your neck while you're down. Hate motherfuckers waiting for you to try. Pull up. So we're going to be there, man. You know what I mean? I'm enjoying my son playing and stuff like that, man, together. As one. You know, and this year has been a difficult year for me, man. I lost like 3 family members, man, in 30 days. And I'm just getting over it emotionally, man. You know, I'm starting to heal up a little bit, right? Then they call me, man, tell my grandmother got breast cancer, man. When I get over there, her titty gone. All her hair fell out and stuff like that, right? And the thing I'm clear on, man, thank you, God. Thank you, God, for being on, hey, give me the opportunity to be on this side and be there to be able to serve. Still be there for my grandmother, still embrace her. You know, I'm just loud on my plate. But thank you, God, man, for always be there, man, and be in the service, man. When I was using, man, they ain't want me nowhere around. They ain't even come visit my motherfucking ass no more. You dig the same grandmother, man, I had a resentment with, right? Because she said I stole her little weak-ass watch. I can get $5 for that shit. I'm kind of like talking about pushing by how you feel, getting through it, right, and being united, man, with your family, man. Because it ain't easy to not cause numbers sometimes, man. A lot of times, man, you got to practice principles over personalities. So, man, my life is phenomenal, man. Since I've been here, right, I've been able to become united in other parts of my life. Local 100, 639. Like, look, God has done a lot of things for me, but the question is, what are you doing for God? That newcomer that's walking down the street like this, are you having your goddamn cookout, right? Are you still going to have the courage to look in the eye and fight in your goddamn house? Do you still have the ability to hug the unhuggable? Right? And, you know, I had the ability to experience that, man, since I've been here, man. You know, the thing about narcotics, man, we support each other to the bitter ends. When you gotta go to the hospice where you don't want to go, we there. When you gotta carry a casket, even though we told you don't go back down there, and you went any goddamn way, we still there. We should have pushed it up to the bitter end around here, man. So, man, I appreciate the DCR, man, letting me be a part of this, man. And my name is Dean. I thank you for having me share.